أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Tawbah, we're going to look at ayah number 40 today. My goodness, it's like a childhood story that just stays in the head. It's beautiful. And this story is when the Prophet is going for Hijrah. That's the journey from Mecca to Medina. And when he leaves Mecca, he leaves Imam Ali alayhi salam sleeping in his bed. And the Meccans get one person from each family to try and kill the Prophet so nobody could be blamed. And they find Imam Ali in his bed. Now they want to find the Prophet. And they offer 100 camels to anyone who can bring the Prophet back. Meanwhile, the Prophet is with his companion Abu Bakr, who has followed him, and they take refuge in a cave. Now, can you imagine this? So they're taking refuge in a cave, but the Meccans are very, very good. Their guides are very, very good at finding people in the desert through footprints. Now, you imagine they're in this cave. And this particular guide, it's like a sat-nav, he knows exactly, he could pinpoint where people are. They can actually hear him coming near. Now let's see what Allah says. He says in ayah 40, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَسَرَهُ اللَّهِ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. If you will not help him, Allah definitely aided him when those who disbelieved expelled him. That's talking about the Meccans. He being the second of the two while they were in the cave. A cave is a ghar. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. So he tells his companion, that means the Prophet is telling Abu Bakr, لَا تَحْزَن. Don't be sad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Indeed, Allah is with us. Now, this is the part that we really need to understand. We need to tell it to ourselves again and again when we're scared. لَا تَحْزَن. Don't be sad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Indeed, Allah is with us. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ السَّكِينَةُ عَلَيْهِ. And then Allah sent down His tranquility upon them. وَعَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَنْ تَرَوْهَا. And He helped them with an army that you did not see. So what was this army? What happens? So this is the cave of Thor in Jabal al-Nur in the mountain of light. Now you can imagine these guides coming near. The Prophet is telling Abu Bakr, لَا تَحْزَن, don't be sad. Allah is with us. Now what do they see? They see a spider's web, undisturbed. They see a nest of eggs, pigeon eggs, undisturbed. And they see a sort of tree growing over the entrance of the cave. And they think nobody can be in here. That's the army Allah sends. Now, as a child, my grandma used to tell me so many stories. One of them was that Jibreel, when he's watching this, can you imagine watching from the heavens and thinking, oh my goodness, they're going to get the Prophet. And he says, Ya Allah, can I go down and help? And Allah says, go. And he goes down and this little spider says, I've got it. Go away. I can do it. And he says, you're a spider? Me, an angel who's, you know, the biggest angel of all? The spider said, I've got it here. I'm doing this by asking Allah with the wasila of Ali. And that's where we get this beautiful thing of Nadi Aliyan. But anyway, besides all that, this was the army that Allah sent. A spider, a pigeon's nest, and some plants. So always remember, don't underestimate anything. Just remember 940 and remember, La tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. Don't ever be sad. Allah is with us. Absolutely adore it. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to always keep this in mind, never to be sad, knowing that Allah is with us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.